Well, the final video I'm doing on Deuteronomy of connecting faith to business and life, I've titled Generosity. So this is number 6. Yes, there's a lot of other things to learn from the book, but we've got more books to move on to. And this one's titled Generosity. And when you look at chapter 14, verse 22 through to chapter 15, verse 18, it talks a lot about generosity. And John Maxwell, many of you know him, he quotes or he says, a candle loses nothing by lighting another. And being generous and helping people will not lose anything for you, but actually build you and encourage you. And it's, yes, it can be money, but it's encouraging words. It's making that phone call, helping, referring them to someone that can help them with their business. And if you're going to err on the side of anything, err on the side of generosity. Don't become miserly and stingy. And be a giver, not a taker. In this world, it's all about taking, what can I get? The businesses are all about what's in it for me, and they leave nothing on the table with a supplier. I reckon if you sit it there negotiating, there needs to be something on the table for both the supplier and the buyer. Pastors with churches is all about talking, but so into your people, so into your business people. I remember one pastor said to me, well, I don't really understand business, don't know what to say. And I said, well, you manage people, business, you manage people, programs, buildings, and money. Well, what do you think a business is? And he got the idea. So what are the mistakes, or what are the things you're learning? Business people will lap it up, and you know, they'll gravitate to you and to your church because you're helping them, you're inputting in their life, and you've got other people that you can bring in to help that. You know, God wanted to bless his people, and we see that, you know, with Isaac, we see it with Moses, we see it with Abraham, we see it with Gideon, we see it with so many other people. He wanted to bless his people. But it wasn't for them. It was to be a testimony to other people and to be a blessing to others. So we're called to be a blessing. And it says in 2 Corinthians, and we'll get that in many, many months' time, that God wants to increase our seed, but it only comes from us being generous. And it's not, oh, how much do I have to give? It's all God's anyway. We're only giving and giving away, or giving what he's given to us to manage, to be a blessing to other people. And you know, your spirit lifts when you're able to go to a ministry and say, here's some money to help you with this, or to help someone is in need. You get blessed through that. Your people get blessed. Your family gets blessed. And they think a whole lot differently about your business when you're generous out there. So learn to be a giver. Learn to be generous. Generous with your words. Generous with your encouragement. Generous with your money. Generous with your life. So see you with the next book.